Hello and welcome to Class 2 in Module 2, which is called Body Wisdom and Healing Through Feeling. This is going to be a really powerful class because, as you know, the second module of this course is all about tuning in and coming into your body and really honoring your emotions and your feelings is going to help you tune in a much deeper way. There is so much beautiful wisdom and information and guidance for us to gain through our bodies, through our emotions, and this class is really going to support you with that. I think it's going to be a big class because when it comes to talking about the body, particularly for us women, it's a pretty charged topic, and a lot of us can have quite a disconnected or unhealthy or negative relationship with our body. So where I really want to open up today is giving you some different perspectives around your body that I hope will really help you shift how you feel about it and help you feel more willing to come into a deeper and more loving connection with it. So let's dive into what we're going to talk about today. What I'm going to cover with you is how to create a deeper and more loving connection with your body, the power and importance of embodiment and fully inhabiting your body, the various ways that your body is trying to communicate with you and is communicating with you, how to access your body wisdom and use it to hear your inner guidance and make decisions, why healing happens through feeling, and why you must be letting yourself fully feel, and how to process big or uncomfortable emotions and feelings. I'm going to guide you through a process at the end that will really help you, and it's a process I've used with my clients that I use personally that helps me really come into the body and hold space for and honor and feel and experience whatever is present in my body in that moment. So let's talk about the body, and I haven't asked you these questions in the workbook, but I just want you to come into this class thinking about this. What's your current sort of perception or story around your body? And historically, what has your relationship been like with your body? And what do you think the purpose of the body is? We live in a society that has taught us and makes us think the purpose of our body is to get love. It's something that we base our worth on, our beauty on, our value on how we look, on the shape and size and color and everything of our body. And that's truly not a healthy or loving or empowering perspective of the body because it leads us into patterns of control, doesn't it? And we know we've got a booming health and fitness industry of people looking for whatever solution they can find to fix everything about their body that they think is wrong with it, or control it so it can come into a shape or a form or look a certain way so that it will be more lovable and desirable. And what I want to share with you just as we open up here is a few different perspectives around the body and the way that I've come to see the body differently. And this has really helped me in just even healing my perception and my feeling around my body and dropping some of the pressure I have on it or some of the ways of looking at it that just aren't healthy and helpful. So through my perspective, and you might hold a different perspective, but this is my kind of philosophy, I see the body as being the vehicle for our soul in this lifetime. It is the vehicle for our soul to experience life, to have its life experience, to experience earth, to have its learnings, its growth, its journey. Without the body, it can't do that. It is consciously chosen to have a body as its way to come into this physical material universe and experience it, because the soul knows everything and is everything. It knows love, it knows abundance, it knows joy, it knows pain, it knows sadness, it knows connection, all of it. It knows enlightenment. But can it feel and experience it? Not without a body. And so I believe we came into these bodies to come and have this human experience and more deeply embody and integrate the knowings of our soul, really. And I believe that our soul has chosen our body, this vehicle, based on the experiences it would allow our soul to have. It has chosen this body based on its various, you know, its appearance, its color, its race, its weight, and maybe its various health concerns, issues, ailments, whatever it is. As a way for, again, the soul to have the experience it's meant to have. And I think the body is a tool for us to learn and practice unconditional self-love. Because again, you can know self-love, you can know love as a concept, but until you have to really learn how to open your heart to and love a part of yourself that maybe you've previously rejected and judged, you can't really know that feeling of unconditional self-love, can you? So there's incredible gifts in the body. The body allows us to experience pleasure through our senses, as I've said to you in previous classes. You know, there is so much available in this physical universe for us to experience. We can't do it without a body. We can't see beautiful colors. We can't hear beautiful sounds. We can't taste beautiful foods. We can't experience the pleasure with another human being. We can't experience adventure and highs and lows and all the incredible stuff without this body. And the other way that I see the body as is as just purely energy. I actually believe the body is your manifestation. Just like everything else in your universe that you see with your eyes is your manifestation, it is energy manifested into form. And again, we think of the body as this big clump of matter that we've got to carry around with us. It's this inconvenience, this thing to fix and control. It's just energy. It really is. And we know from science, and I don't know the exact facts, but we know that the body's constantly regenerating. Cells are constantly turning over and renewing. We're getting a new pair of eyes. We're getting new hair. We're getting new skin. We're getting a new liver. The body is constantly regenerating all the time. And it's constantly changing because it's just energy. But the reason it stays the same is because we keep thinking the same thoughts about it. We keep telling ourselves the same things about it. We keep feeling the same emotions about it, just like any manifestation in your life. It's not going to change until you change. It's a reflection of you. I know that's a bit confronting, but it is. It can help us see what we believe about ourselves. It can help us see how much love we're embodying. It can help us see the places where we're living in patterns of judgment because it's been directed to our bodies, right? So I believe our body is responding to our thoughts and feelings about it. It's listening to us all the time. And it's changing shape and form based on what we are believing and telling ourselves and feeling and how we're treating it. And the reason very often it stays the same is because we look in the mirror and we just see the same body and we just think the body's going to stay the same forever. But it can actually really shift and change. And I believe the body will thrive through love. Most things in this universe thrive through love. They come into harmony when there's love there, when there's acceptance, when there's peace, when there's a lack of resistance. So anything going on in your body is always your body communicating to you where you're out of balance in some way, in your thinking, in your self-care, in whether you're fully processing your emotions or not. It's always going to be communicating to you. We're going to talk about this. It's always communicating to you. And if you can actually be willing to be open to leaning in and listening, building a relationship with the body where you're willing to listen to what it's telling you, you're willing to learn to love it, you're willing to work with it, you know it's responding to you, you know it thrives through love, you know it's an incredible vehicle to experience this life, so you feel so much gratitude for it. You know it's keeping you alive. Your soul wouldn't be here without your body. The minute the body dies, the soul leaves. So your body's keeping you alive. It's keeping you here. It is working for you 24/7. It never stops. It never turns off. It's doing incredible things for you and it needs our appreciation and gratitude. So we need to be inhabiting the body. As we've talked about in previous classes, we can be living from the mind or we can be living from deeper wisdom, from our feelings, from our heart, from our power, from our body. There is so much wisdom in here. And we want to be able to access it. We want to be able to experience life fully, the good and the bad. This is the problem. We close off to discomfort, don't we? We close off to painful emotions. We close off to hurt. We close off to illness. We close off to sickness. I don't want to feel this. It doesn't feel good. But unconditional love of the body and understanding of the body is that all its various forms of communication are neutral. It's just the label we put upon it that says that's painful, that's uncomfortable, that's not good, I don't want to feel that. But seeing the body as an energetic mechanism, it's all just vibrations of energy, vibrating in different frequencies. Sometimes vibrating down here in something heavy and dense, maybe like depression, like sadness, like grief, like shame, like sickness. Other times that energy is vibrating at a higher frequency up here in joy and lightness and love and enlightenment and inspiration. So the body is just the vibration of the body is always shifting and changing. And I think sometimes when the body gets stuck in a low, heavy vibration for too long, that's when we can experience things like chronic illness or chronic low emotion. Or I think there can be blockages in the body. And again, this is my philosophy. If it doesn't resonate with you, you don't have to take it on board. But my philosophy is that the energy in our body always wants to be circulating freely. And when we block the flow of the energy, either by not wanting to feel a certain emotion, either by ignoring and suppressing and not taking care of a certain part of our body, disconnecting from it, saying, ew, yuck, I don't like that part of me, I don't want to even look at that. When we are constantly directing negative, judgmental, critical energy towards that part of our body, I think it blocks the natural energy flow. And I think that's where we can get stagnation and sickness and stuckness and illness. And the body's always trying to tell you when something's out of alignment, when something's off. Either through that discomfort, through that tightness, through that pain, through that blockage that you can feel, through that uncomfortable emotion. And so let's really start to honor the power and beauty of this incredible guidance system that we have and not close off to what it's showing us, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it hurts, but to actually really listen. And I think very often the parts of the places where we're feeling maybe pain or hurt or discomfort or sickness are the places that are crying out for love. And so if we're not really in the body, we're missing out on all of this communication, all of this wisdom, all of this guidance, all of these learnings. There's insights and discovery and awareness available in all of it. There's opportunities for growth. There's opportunities to learn things about ourselves in all of it. Let's not close off to that. So we want to honor, treasure, cherish this body. We want to savor it, love it, and appreciate it. We don't want to necessarily identify with it as this is who I am, this is how I get love, this is my worth. I am a spiritual being. I am an infinite soul. And my body is the beautiful vehicle that I get to experience this life in. It doesn't have to define who I am. This is just my human identity for the temporary time that I'm here. But if this is my vehicle, if this is like my little car that I'm moving through the life, through the world with, I want to make sure I take good care of it because it's the only one I'm going to get, and I want to be grateful for what it's doing for me. So let me ask you here in the workbook, in what ways do you feel disconnected from your body at the moment, from your feelings, your emotions, your feelings, and your body's wisdom? Do you feel like you can access the wisdom of your body and what it's trying to communicate to you? What negative judgments and thoughts about your body are preventing you fully loving and embracing it or feeling connected to it? Your body, as I've mentioned, thrives in a state of love. Your essence is love. So the natural state is to be in a loving, connected relationship with the body, to be in harmony with it, to be flowing with it, to be listening to it, to be honoring it, to be taking care of it. But it's the mind that comes in with judgments and thoughts and stories and labels that prevent us being able to experience the natural love of just being in our bodies and embracing them just as they are and feeling connected to it. So you might actually need to do and want to do a lot of journaling around this if this is a big deal for you, the thoughts and the judgments preventing you being able to love and accept your body just as it is. But explore that. See what comes up for you around it. What parts of your body need your love and acceptance the most? These are most likely the parts that aren't doing what you want them to do, aren't thriving, aren't healthy, aren't well, aren't looking the way you want, aren't balanced, aren't in harmony, aren't feeling good. And those parts of your body can't thrive without your love and attention and care. And we think sometimes if we just ignore those parts of our bodies and disconnect from them, that maybe somehow they'll just fix themselves. They don't. They need you. They're asking for your attention. You know, I've often looked at different parts of my body that have been struggling. I've had a lot of trouble with my skin over the years, my digestive system. Different aspects of my body, and there's always a message in there when something's not working. It's always my body communicating to me, hey, this thing you're eating makes my skin break out. Hey, this thing you're eating, it clogs up your liver. It's not good for you, so we're trying to detox through your skin now. Hey, you're under stress. That's why you're breaking out. Hey, you're under stress. That's why your hair's falling out. Hey, you're not feeling your emotions. That's why you know, maybe you're using food as a way to eat, to, sorry, as a way to nurture yourself through those emotions because you're not fully being able to honor and feel your emotions. Hey, those hips, your hips are tight because you're not paying attention to your hips. You're not stretching into them. You're not massaging them. You're not doing things to support them. Again, maybe you're not processing the emotion that you're storing in your hips. Hey, your digestive system isn't working well because, you know, the types of food that you're eating aren't good for me, aren't helping me. It's always talking to you. Hey, you know, maybe you're carrying that extra weight because you've been ignoring me. Because you haven't been paying attention to what it is that I've been saying I need, which is movement and good food and attention and massage and love. So what needs your love and acceptance the most? Where do you experience the most judgment and disconnection in your body? Those parts of you need love and attention and care. What do these parts of your body need to hear? What do they need from you in order to heal, rebalance, and thrive? Your body wants to heal. Your body wants to be in homeostasis. Your body wants to thrive. Your body wants to be well. Your soul wants to be free. It doesn't want to be burdened by your body. It wants your body to be a beautiful vehicle. So your body wants to be well, and your body will work with you to become well if you work with it. The body's constantly detoxing. That's one of its roles. It's detoxing 24/7. It's always trying to keep every single thing in balance. Your temperature, your heart rate, your breathing, everything. It wants balance. It wants wellness. It wants to be detoxifying. So if you can actually be listening to the body and the way that it's telling you it's trying to do that, then you can actually realize your body's incredibly wise. It's not your enemy. It's not something where you know better than the body. I would actually say maybe the body knows better than you. Really. This thing is so freaking wise. If you can understand how it operates and what it's doing all the time without you even needing to control it, like, I don't think we give the body the credit it needs for just how wise and magnificent it is, just how powerful and amazing it is. I mean, it's the greatest creation ever, really, when you think about it. And we sit here being like, oh, I know better than my body. I've got to control and fix and change it. And the body's like, if you just listen to me, I'm trying to tell you what I need here. Can you just listen to me? That's all you need to do. So as I've said, the body's always trying to communicate to you, and I think it communicates through a lot of different ways, and we can only hear the messages it's trying to give us if we are in it. If we're in it and we're no longer avoiding and escaping and running away and disconnecting because it's confronting. It's communicating through pain. It's telling you, hey, there's something going on here. Maybe there's inflammation. Maybe there's disease. Maybe there's something blocked here. Hey, I'm feeling pain. This needs your attention. I actually, I've been getting a lot of headaches lately. And I actually asked my head the other day, I was like, what are these headaches about, body? What are you trying to tell me through these headaches? And it was pretty simple. My body said, you're thinking too much, Connie. You've got way too much going on in your head. You're spending way too much time in your head. There's just too much energy up there. And it's creating too much mental energy and a lot of pressure in my head. And I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of obvious. But until you ask that part of your body, you just think, oh, well, that's annoying. I'll take some painkillers and get on with my day. It communicates through sensations, as we know, you know, through, hey, this feels good. Hey, this feels bad. How this makes me happy. Hey, this makes me well. Hey, this makes me feel sick. Hey, I don't like that person. I don't want to be here. This brings me joy. This brings me sadness. Always communicating to you. Something's off here. Something doesn't feel right. It communicates through your emotions. We're going to talk about emotions because a lot of us have judgments against our emotions and we're not fully listening to them. And I think our emotions are incredibly valuable in helping us get insights into what's going on for us. Our emotions are our body and our emotional body communicating to us all the time, and we need to listen to them. Our body communicates through sickness. As we know, through tiredness, our body communicates through joy. Always messages in there. And you know, something that I think I've found a lot is that there's messages in every sensation beyond just what the body's saying it wants or needs, but there's very often deeper truth, deeper learnings, and also deeper emotion really being stored and processed in and residing in different parts of our bodies. You know, often when I get the headaches, I get a lot of neck and jaw and shoulder tension. Something interesting that I found is that when I get in there and massage those parts of my body, I'll get in there with coconut oil and essential oil and really get in and I'll massage my jaw and massage my shoulders, I very often cry, which has surprised me. But it's because there's emotion stored in there and I'm releasing it through the massage. So very often there's things we're feeling that we're disconnecting from that are creating this tension, this out of alignment, this pressure in our bodies. And so we really need to be in there feeling and listening. There's so much for us to discover about ourselves if we will be willing to listen. So I take you through a few questions here and I get you thinking about things like what helps you get into your body, how does your body love to move? This is the intention here is to get you listening, coming into relationship with the body where you and the body work together and you're listening to her. How does she like to be touched? When do you feel the most safe or comfortable in your body? When do you feel the most radiant or beautiful in your body? How does your body like to be pampered or taken care of? What's your favorite way to experience pleasure through the body? And pleasure doesn't have to mean sexually. It can mean food. It can mean seeing beautiful things. It can mean hearing gorgeous music. It can mean touch with someone that you care about, whatever it is. What are you grateful for about your body? What are your favorite parts or features of your body? There's got to be some. Don't say there's none. And how do you want to be kinder to your body? These are just little questions here to get you just thinking in a more kind and loving way, a more connected way, relating more deeply to your body and actually feeling through and listening to what it needs, what feels good to it, what it wants, what helps it feel good. Okay. So what I've often found is that we can have a lot of resistance actually to getting into the body. So it all sounds well and good. Great. I want to listen to the body. I want to pay attention to it. I want to feel it. But actually getting into it is this whole other thing altogether. And we can have a lot of resistance to getting into the body and to actually feeling what is there. Because you might find when you really start to drop in, it might be a bit intense in there. If you've been suppressing emotions for a long time, running from emotions for a long time, ignoring certain physical sensations like pain or illness or inflammation, whatever's going on, when you really start to get in there, you might be like, "Woo, I don't want to be in here. It doesn't feel good. I've got to feel these emotions. I've got to face things within myself. I've got to process discomfort. I've got to maybe hear my truth, because the truth sits in the body too. And there's a big part of it that's like, get me out of here. I don't want to do it." And that's how we run a lot of patterns of avoidance. So in order to get into the body, we've got to be willing to feel, and we've got to be willing to feel both the good and the bad. We've got to be willing to feel discomfort, because sometimes initially it might be uncomfortable. I know personally, this is why I avoid going to yoga class, because I know those first few yoga classes are pretty uncomfortable. I'm going to have to get into my body and realize how unflexible I am and stretch into places that feel tight and hold poses that make me tired and feel emotions that I've been trying to hide from. And that's why we avoid this stuff. So we've got to be willing to get uncomfortable. We've got to be willing to feel. We've got to be willing to face what's going inside of ourselves. We can't run away from ourselves. And if we do, we're going to get sick. Things are going to go out of balance. So that's going to be our first step. We're going to need to be courageous here. And we're going to have to move through some of this resistance. You know, avoiding discomfort in any shape or form keeps us really skimming the surface of life. And it avoids us feeling the depth and richness of life. And you know, below any of the discomfort that's currently in your body is love. There's always love. I mean, that's the essence, but sometimes we've just got to feel our way through some of the discomfort. And if you can see the discomfort, not as something bad or wrong, this is what I've started to see. The discomfort, any sensation that's uncomfortable is, again, it's communication. It's my energy system, my body communicating. If you can go in with an openness and a curiosity to connect with yourself, to learn something about yourself, to discover something about yourself, and be mindful of any part of you that says, "Yuck, I don't like this, and this is wrong, and I should feel shame for this, and I should feel bad for this, and look how long you've been neglecting yourself for, and look at all this emotion you've been avoiding." But just be like, "Well, I'm here now and I'm ready. I'm ready to feel. I'm ready to face it. I'm ready to process unresolved emotion. I'm ready to hear my truth. I'm ready to access my intuition. I'm ready to give attention to those parts of my body I've been ignoring. I'm ready to feel those feelings that I've been suppressing. And let your discomfort be your guide. Like I said, it shows you where there's something to learn, discover, heal. You know, we all have those situations in our life where we feel like the same thing keeps getting triggered over and over. Have you ever had that? Like the same wound, the same feeling, or the same person keeps pressing on the same button? It's because there's something unresolved. That situation is a blessing. Is your gift, is your teacher. It's almost like the universe or your body has called that person in to say, hey, can you press on that thing in me? Because I need to become aware of it, because it's holding me back and it's blocking me, and I need to clear it. I need to get it out. Like I said, the body always wants to detoxify. It wants energy and emotion moving freely through you, like a kid. It wants you to be like a kid, where if you want to go run a million miles, you go run. If you want to play, you go play. If you want to cry, you cry. If you want to scream, you scream. Now, we know we're adults and we can't fully do that all the time, but just think about the freedom of children and how much they let energy and emotion move through them. You feel it. They change like the weather. You know, you watch the different emotions move through them so quickly. You watch them go from hyperactive 1 minute to exhausted the next, because that energy and that emotion is just pulsing through them so freely. And life wants you being like that in your adult form, but having the same freedom in the way things move through you. And so you will manifest circumstances, people, situations to come and press on those little buttons, those little places where you're hiding something in yourself, suppressing something in yourself, ignoring something in yourself, because then it gets to be triggered and brought up, and your body starts communicating, being like, hey, here's this sensation. Hey, here's this emotion again. Can you go into it and listen to it and feel it and face it and get the message from it? And let the energy move through your body, and then you can release it and set it free. And then your whole energy system can flow more freely again, because we've cleared out that block. We're going to talk about emotions in a minute. But the other thing I want you to think about with emotions is, when you try to suppress an emotion, what it's like is getting a bottle of soft drink, shaking it up, and keeping the lid on it. And just imagine that example. You're feeling the pressure build. You can see the pressure building. All those energy molecules, like all the bubbles in the soft drink, which is like the energy molecules of our body, are starting to move. That's like, imagine you're feeling anger, rage. It's like shaking up this bottle of soft drink. The energy is starting to move. And rather than letting yourself process it, we're going to talk about how to process it in a healthy way. You put that lid on it. You say, nah, I don't want to know about it. You put that bottle of soft drink out of sight. You put the lid on it and you think it's gone. I can't see it. I can't feel it anymore. It's gone. It's still inside you. And that's an energy block. If you've got that bottle, that energy fizzing inside of you, put a lid on it, you try to suppress it somewhere, it's still inside of you. And that's how I want you to think about the suppression of your emotions. But you take that lid off. You let that energy burst out, and it's clear. It's clear. The bottle's empty now. Everything's come out of it. You've cleared space. And every time you clear space within you, you come into deeper connection with your true self and your intuition. It's very difficult to hear your intuition when you've got all these blocks of old emotion and energy inside of you. I know this can feel really overwhelming when you start thinking about, wow, how do I clear all this out? We do it gradually and it takes time, but it starts with your willingness to feel. And even think about, like, when you've had an experience where you've been in rage or really sad and you've had an emotional outburst, how good do you feel? You feel light. You feel like you've been set free. And you might actually also have had a lot of insights and realizations after that as well, because you've cleared the space to gain the insight and the wisdom from what that emotion was trying to tell you. It was trying to show you something. So we don't want to disconnect from that. Okay, so we'll come back to emotions, but let's talk about body wisdom, because as I said, the body's always communicating. And we can use the body to make decisions, to know how we feel about everything, to know our truth, to know what's right and wrong for us, all the time. And I think we've spoken about this before, but we have to be paying attention to the body's sensations, because even a feeling of sickness, even a headache, even a tightness in your chest, butterflies in your belly can be telling you something, and can be telling you whether something's a yes or no for you, something's good or bad for you, that person is good or bad for you, that person's overstepping your boundaries, whatever it is. So I want you to think about, and I ask you in the workbook, think about a time you intuitively felt a really strong no. What did that feel like in your body? What does your no feel like? And typically it's pretty similar across all situations. Sometimes for me, a no is like a shutdown. What I've been noticing recently is my no is like a feeling of like I can't breathe. So I've got a lot on my plate at the moment, and I'm already kind of like a bit like this. And when I go to put one other thing on the plate, I forget this feeling like I can't breathe, like my head's about to go underwater. That to me is a no. That to me is my body saying I can't take on anymore. But what does a yes feel like? A yes to me is like excitement. It's a tingle. It's a pull forward. It's a lightness. It's an eagerness. I really want you to know what these sensations feel like. And then you can be using your body to guide every decision. You can be asking your body every time you need to make a decision. You don't want to go back and forth in your head. And if there's too much thinking, you know you're in your head about it. You want to ask a question to yourself that starts with, how do I feel about this? What is my body telling me about this? Is my body saying yes or no? Does this feel good to me? Does this feel off to me? Does this feel right to me? Use feeling-based questions to access the wisdom and guidance of your body. And if something's getting triggered for you, ask, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this? Why is this coming up for me? What is this about for me? What is the sensation in my body? I'm going to talk you through this in a minute. But this deep listening allows us to come into this healthy relationship with the body, where the body isn't an enemy. The body's sensations aren't just inconvenient and wrong. We're not just being overreactive. We're not, when we get frustrated at the body, oh, why is my body feeling like this? Because it's talking to you. It's trying to tell you something. And we build a connected relationship with the body through the willingness to make the body right. Actually, maybe believe the body knows better than us sometimes. And honor the body and say, okay, beautiful guidance system, what are you trying to tell me right now? All right, so we've said we know the body is always communicating through all these various sensations. We've spoken about before, but I'll touch on it again, about this power of using the body to make decisions. And I want to just remind you that when it comes to making decisions, give yourself plenty of space. Give yourself space to breathe into it, to feel into it, to sit with it in your body, to notice how your body responds, to journal about the sensations in your body, to journal about what emotions come up, to journal about what you feel. Or just to ask yourself how you feel. Really pay attention to where there's a heaviness, a shutdown, an overwhelm, a panic, a no, something feels off, something doesn't feel right. Pay attention to when your body says yes, even if your head goes, you're crazy, but your body just says yes. This is how you will come into a healthy relationship with your body. Start asking your body when you're making decisions around food. And I think a lot of us, the issue we have is that we don't trust our bodies. A lot of us don't feel that we can trust what our body's telling us. Maybe if we have desires, maybe if we love food that maybe isn't good for us in that moment. But what's interesting is I think the body does always want to be healthy. And when you start, say, intuitive eating, for example, or intuitively moving, yeah, initially your body might say, you know, if you've been really restrictive over the years, yeah, right now I just want to eat some ice cream or just want to eat some pizza or don't really want to exercise. And if that's the first phase of the journey, then you let that happen. But know that your body will want to be healthy and well. It will want to lead you to foods that are good for you. It will want you to move in a way that keeps it healthy and well. And so if you stick with the process and you keep honoring and asking your body what it wants and trusting what it tells you, it will lead you into balance. It absolutely will. And maybe you just start with the affirmation, I trust my body, or I'm learning how to trust my body, or I'm learning how to come into deeper trust with my body. I'm learning how to listen to my body. I'm ready and willing to listen to my body. Body, I want to listen to you. Tell me, what do you need to be healthy? What do you need to be well? How do you want to move? What can I do to help you be in your healthiest state? This is where we come into a beautiful, loving connection with the body. And like I said, it's no longer our enemy or an object to control. We're in union with it. We're residing in it. It's our home. And we value it and we cherish it. The more that you practice this, the more trust you will have in your body. So interesting for me, just a couple of points here. One thing I'm learning how to trust my body more with is my energy cycles, because sometimes I get really angry at my body when out of nowhere it just becomes really tired, where I can't get motivated, where I can't concentrate, where all it wants to do is rest. Actually, 2 days ago, all my body wanted to do was move. The sun had come out and my body was like, get me on the coastal track, walking, sweating, moving. And I was like, I have so much work to do. Are you serious? And I sort of fought with my body about it a bit. But when I trusted what my body was asking for and I honored it and I followed it, I cannot tell you how much better I felt. I had some incredible realizations on that walk. I came back energized and inspired. The next day, I was so productive. I caught up on everything I needed to do. I'm really trying to trust when my body says rest and when my body says work. And it's very difficult to do. It's difficult if you have a day job. It's difficult when you run your own business too. It's difficult when you have commitments. But I've learned that if I let my body rest when it's asking for rest, when it does want to then work, that work is so productive and so efficient. I'm also really working to trust my body's cravings. So I've broken a lot of all my rules and regulations around food. I eat purely intuitively. The other night, it looked like I ate a whole tub of coconut ice cream for dinner. That was my dinner. Breaks every rule in my rule book, but my soul, far out, I felt so nourished by it. I sat there with a smile on my face the whole time. I felt so good. I was like, oh, this was the pleasure hit that I needed. This isn't going to become a habit, but it was my little thing. I just needed to do it. So, you know, but majority of the time I eat pretty much just fruits and vegetables. The other thing my body's telling me, it doesn't want meat anymore. I've stopped eating animal products and my mind goes, well, is that a good idea? But my body says, I don't want it. I just want fruits and veg at the moment. So the more that you practice it, the more in time you trust it and you realize that it is leading to you what's good and right for you, you might just need to practice trusting it a little bit before you can really see what it's leading you to and why. All right, so let's move on to emotions, because emotions similarly are the same kind of thing. It's your body communicating to you. And I think a lot of us don't trust our emotions. We don't trust how we feel. We're scared to feel. We're scared that our emotions are going to take us over. We maybe are used to being told that we're too emotional, we're too sensitive, we care too much, we feel too much. So we've learned to suppress those emotions. Maybe we don't know how to support ourselves through our emotions. Maybe no one ever taught us how to do that. How to support ourselves through our own feelings and emotions. Like I've said in previous classes, ultimately we do want to be coming into some form of emotional balance. We don't want to be on these giant roller coasters and like leaves blowing in the wind. But I also don't want you suppressing and denying your feelings out of your fear of feeling too much or having too extreme emotions. Like I said initially, if you're going to be coming in to feel a lot of stuff that you've been suppressing for a while, it might be pretty intense in there initially. It's going to be like the bottle of soft drink that's been shaken up and shaken up and shaken up and shaken up. Versus when you're used to processing your emotion, you'll go in there, you'll notice a bottle of soft drink. It's not anything that's been shaken up, and you'll turn on the lid, go, you'll do a little fizz, and then you're like, oh, cool, oh, good, we can just let this out. But, you know, that's the difference, really. An emotion that's been suppressed for a very long time is like a shaken up bottle versus just a little, you know, the little fizz when you open it, a little bit comes out, and you're like, okay, cool, we're good. It just comes from, first of all, initially allowing yourself to get stuff out that maybe you haven't been getting out and that you haven't been feeling. It might be pretty intense initially. And then over time, everything does really balance because you're able to catch emotions much sooner. You're able to support yourself through them before they become a huge deal. And then you don't need to have those extremes and intensities anymore. Unless you go through something big, then of course, you know, feel it in a big way. But it's not as intense over time. So How do you feel, I've asked you here, about your emotions or about being emotional? If you're a woman, we are emotional beings and we need to be feeling our emotions. It's how we detox. It's how we connect to ourselves. It's how we listen to ourselves. It's how we honor our femininity. We are like nature. You know, sometimes nature is like a wild storm. Other times nature is like a sunny day. Other times nature is wild winds. Other times nature is an earthquake. Other times nature is a fire. I think women are like nature. We're the feminine. And sometimes, you know, I think particularly for women, depending what you've learned about yourself, I know there's a lot of women teaching about how to unleash the wild woman. Because we thought femininity was being dainty and polite and sweet. Sometimes being feminine is being effing wild. Think about, I think you probably used this analogy before, like childbirth, you know, that's wild stuff. And sometimes we need to let ourselves go into those very wild emotional states if we haven't let ourselves do it. What do you normally do when big emotions arise for you? When you feel things in a big way, what do you normally do? And how do you want to be able to support yourself through your emotions? So look, as I've said, your body always wants to be having this emotion move through you, like a kid. Again, think of that. Again, think like a storm. It just wants to rush on through and then move on. When you actually really feel something, it can move through you pretty fast. Like a child who feels things like this and the next minute they're onto something else. The storm comes through, lasts for an hour, and then it's gone. But it's when we suppress it that it builds and it stagnates and it doesn't get resolved. So we're going to talk about a process. I'm going to be guiding you through something around the way that I have learned to support myself through my emotions. The first step is to just stop making them wrong. The second step is to listen to them. You know, listen to what you're feeling. And the third step is to know how to support yourself through what you're feeling, and ideally not project and throw them onto other people, and ideally neutralize them a little in yourself first before you go to talk to someone else about them, possibly. Doesn't mean you never go and bring your emotions to someone, but maybe you work through it a bit first so that you can express it and articulate it clearly. Maybe sometimes you don't, but if you can, it can be helpful. And knowing what to do when this stuff comes up and being willing to feel. Okay, let's talk about it. So first of all, I want to ask you, and this might be a good specific situation for you, is there anywhere where you've been avoiding feeling or facing something? Anywhere where you've been avoiding getting still? And what does this avoidance look like? And I've asked this question because it came up in our group coaching call and it was a great question. And I thought about it a lot after the call. Because I had noticed avoidance has been going on for me as well. And I think a few of you are feeling it. And usually with avoidance, there's two things we're avoiding. We're either avoiding some form of discomfort or we're avoiding our truth. And truth actually is often uncomfortable too. And I've noticed this a lot in myself. When my soul's trying to give me like some big truth and like I don't want to know about it, I will do anything and everything I can to not be in my body. And also when there's pain is another time we avoid the body. So the next time, So with this particular situation, I ask you, what is it that you're not wanting to feel? And part of it for me is I haven't been wanting to feel my truth around what my true purpose is and the changes I'm being asked to make at the moment. The other thing I haven't been wanting to feel is I've been noticing that when I'm feeling my truth of where I'm being called to go, what's equally playing out is judgment of where I am and everything I've done up until this point and feeling almost some shame and anger at myself for the choices I've made up until this point. We can often have that arise when we're wanting to create change. We can see where we want to go and we can be like, oh my God, I can't believe I've let myself get to this point. We get really hard on ourselves. So what is it you're not wanting to feel? Shame? Guilt? Loneliness? Your truth, hurt from a past relationship, abandonment, sadness, fear, anxiety. What is it you're avoiding feeling at the moment? And why are you afraid to feel it? Why is it that we're afraid to feel? If we can actually stop resisting a feeling, they're not that scary. It's just energy moving through our body. That's it. And when you can open up to it, It doesn't have to be painful. It's just a sensation. It's just a sensation in your body that may feel intense, but we don't have to be scared of it. So the next time you either notice that you get triggered, you have a big emotional reaction or a big emotion arises in you, you feel emotional around something, you feel discomfort in your body, or the next time that you have some space to be with it, I want you to go through this exercise and we're going to go through it now. So this has been my process. So over the years, I have learned how to honor and feel my emotions, which first of all has begun with noticing where I'm avoiding, stopping avoiding, and sitting with myself and being with myself and being willing to face it and say, okay, Con, let's face it. What's going on? What are you avoiding? Let's sit with it. And I used to be someone that was very disconnected from my emotions, didn't even know how to talk about my emotions, didn't feel none of it. To someone now who I would say has done a lot of emotional processing over the years, has cleared a lot, and is very in touch with her emotions. Not perfect, but much more in touch. And this is the process I go through on myself. So where I usually like to begin, and I do this with my clients, is I want you to identify where in the body you feel this emotion. Because what we often do is we go, I'm feeling this, but we're staying stuck up in the head. We're analyzing, we're telling a story about it. We're not in the body experiencing it. And you heal it through feeling, as we've said, through getting into the body and the sensations and allowing, like taking the lid off the soft drink, letting it move. Move through the body, move through you, be released. So first of all, identify, because that emotion will be present in the body somewhere. It will be manifesting some form of physical sensation. That sensation is how your body is trying to get your attention and say, hey, there's something here for you to listen to pay attention to. So you might scan through your body and you might notice several sensations. But let's say you can identify where it feels the strongest, and you might need to do a little bit of work to get into your body through some stretching or some movements and dance, some deep breathings, a hot bath, a walk. But you want to ideally be able to come into your body, set up a space with some music and a candle and some tea if you can, so you feel very safe. Where in your body do you feel the sensation? Describe what you feel. Describe what this sensation feels like. And I'm going to go through it with you now. So if I was to tune into my body now, I'm not feeling anything overly intense, but let's see if I can find something in my body. So right now, actually, I can feel something in the bottom of my heart. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring my attention down into this part of my heart. I'm going to place my hand over it, actually, just to help me connect with it. And I'm going to identify the sensation. Okay, so it's in the bottom of my heart. And I want you to think about the sensation in terms of real kinesthetic language. So is it heavy or is it light? Is it big or small? Is it solid? Is it transparent? Is it stuck? Is it moving? What color is it? What shape is it? What size is it? So mine feels like right at the bottom of my heart, I'm feeling a kind of like a ball of energy. It's solid, it's tight, it's tense. It's like a, what size is it? Like a little apricot kind of size. It feels black and shiny almost actually. Solid, hard, stuck is the sensation. And intense, there's sort of an intensity to it. So, you know, you might feel everything from sometimes when people go into the belly, it takes up the whole belly. It's like a cloud. It might be red. It might be moving. It might be stuck. It might be a square. You know, really get into very kinesthetic language to describe it. Everything about it that you can just by holding your attention on it. And I like to talk it out loud. You can write it in your journal. Now really zoom your focus down into that sensation. And the question now is, what emotion is present in that sensation? I'm hearing anger and sadness at the same time. Again, I'm hearing the word intensity. You'll often find anger and sadness are together. I find anger sits on top of sadness, almost as a self, as a protection from the sadness. So that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling kind of both. How does this emotion feel? Describe it. It just feels intense. It feels like something I have been trying to avoid. It feels like there's hurt in there. The sadness part feels kind of watery, and the anger part feels solid and fierce and intense. Ooh, I'm getting some insights actually as I come into it. Just go into real feeling language. It feels lonely. It feels empty. It feels isolating. It feels hurt. It feels not good enough. It feels resentful. What does it feel like, that emotion? It feels heavy. At this point, really close your eyes, place your hand on where you feel the emotion, and take 10 slow breaths into it. Whenever your mind goes up into thinking, bring it down into the sensation and then describe what you experience. So I'm going to shorten it because I'm mindful of the time. But I want 10 slow breaths there. What is this emotion about? What is it related to? And I've been getting the insights. It's related to past relationships for me. It's related to the sadness I feel in these relationships, but then the anger I have on top of it and the way I protect myself with being angry at the people that hurt me rather than feeling the depth of the sadness. And I can see it's not taking up my whole heart. So my whole heart isn't aching, but it's something still residing right at the bottom of my heart. Something a little bit unresolved there from the past. It feels related to relationships. It feels related to men. It feels related to the lack of love I experience. It feels related to people hurting me. What is this emotion trying to communicate to you or tell you? It's trying to tell me there's still some healing to do. It's trying to tell me there's still some things from my past that are affecting me, that are keeping my heart closed. It's showing me that the sadness and hurt I'm feeling is causing me to still run some self-protective behaviors and get a little bit defensive and angry and not fully let people in. So at this time, I would sit with this for longer. If I was going to process this now, I would keep tuning into the feeling. I would keep talking it out or writing about it. I would keep going into the sensations. I keep unpacking any memories that come up, anything it's related to. And I may eventually go into a space of releasing emotion and crying. I used to sit in these types of things for a very long period of time. And you can really start to unpack what it's about and feel it and release it. Now, this might take you a while. I've been practicing these ways of working through my emotion for years. And it took me a lot of time before I was really able to let myself have some big releases. But even if you can just simply get to a place where you're just tuning into the sensation, where you're listening, where you're feeling, where you're honoring it, getting some awareness around it, that's a great starting point. But keep working on it. Let this be the new way that you support yourself through your emotions. Let this be the way that you tune into your body where there's emotion there. And when you listen for what it's trying to communicate to you. You honor what's arising for you. You feel it. And that's how you heal it and release it, as you feel it. You be present to it and you honor it. And you respect it. You don't make yourself wrong. So that's my process. I would have guided you through that a lot more slowly, but as I said, mindful of the time, that is something I will use all the time. And, you know, you might even just at the end of every day I've got here in the homework using a body scan exercise. And what was interesting for me there is I'm not feeling anything right now in terms of emotion, in terms of triggers. But it's interesting when you tune into the body, there's always something to find. So you might do this body scan exercise every day where you just commit to scanning from your toes all up to your head. You place your focus on your toes, your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your belly button, your solar plexus, your ribs, your heart, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your fingers, all of it. You move your focus through your body and you just notice the various sensations. And you just start to become aware of what sensations or discomfort is in your body. And maybe you just pick one just to put your focus on and take 10 deep breaths into. Maybe that's your starting point. But I want to encourage you to practice fully feeling. Stop making your emotions wrong. Stop making yourself wrong for feeling. the only way to get to kind of that more neutral, calm space is to first clear out and, you know, detox and release and process anything that's really bubbling below the surface. Be willing to get uncomfortable. Be willing to feel your pain. Be willing to face what's going on inside of you. Bring love to your body. Bring kindness, gentleness, softness, forgiveness to your body. Practice looking at your body through loving eyes. Thank your body for all that it does. Move your body with loving intention. Touch yourself in a soft and gentle way. Do beautiful, caring things for yourself. See your body as the vehicle that is carrying your soul. See your body as the way that you get to experience pleasure and experience life. See and be grateful for everything it is doing for you. Use touch to connect with the body. Use massage. Massage into, as I said, any place where there is some tension you're holding onto, and maybe that will help you release the emotion. Use massage to send love to your body. You know, what parts of your body need your love? I used to Reiki my face a little bit when I was having skin troubles. I used to go to bed at night with my hand on my face, just sending love. Just telling how much I loved that part of my body so that it knew it was loved and it received the love it needed to heal. If you want to connect with a certain part of your body, put your hand over it, your heart energy, your power center, and you can gain information from your body that way. Use movement to get into your body, dance, running, walking, stretching, yoga, anything that helps you get the energy moving through you and processing what you're feeling and letting that energy flow. And let your body be your guide. Start trusting it. Start letting it guide you. Your decisions, your choices, your food choices, the way you want to move. Listen to your emotions. Listen to your pain. Listen to your sensations. Believe in how wise your body is. Know how wise your body is and start to listen to everything that's telling you and let it guide you. We will talk about in our class on intuition really how a deeper way to feel and connect with your intuition through your body, but this is how your intuition communicates. And until we're willing to come into the body and feel, and until we're willing to clear out some of the blocked emotion there, we can't really access our true intuition. But this is our starting point. And it could be a really big week for you. I get that. So just take it gently, do what you can. This might be ongoing work for you. And if it is, that's okay. We chip away at this one step at a time, but just hold the intention to bring more love to your body, shift your perception around your body, stop judging it in that negative way that you do, and know that it will heal and thrive through receiving love from you. It really will because it's always listening to you. And just really think about that. If my body was listening to me right now, how do I feel about what I'm telling to it? And is what I'm saying to it, what kind of result would that create in my body? And will it allow it to thrive or not? So next week, we're going to look deeper at your relationship with yourself. This has kind of been the beginning point of that, but we're going to dive deeper next week. So enjoy this beautiful week. It's a powerful and transformative week. Come on over to the Facebook group to get support, and I can support you through everything there. And I look forward to seeing you in our next class next week. Lots of love.